It's like space. It's like a spacey type of sound.
It's very studying.
Right.
Kind of lo-fi.
Right.
We never heard this one.
I've never heard this one. I like this.
Yeah.
It's good. So you can get work done to this. I mean, you can start a show with this. That's what we did.
For sure, yeah.
That's what we just did with it. But actually, after what I've been through the last couple of days, I need some more. I got to throw that on in the car, my next trip.
Some calming.
Yeah, I need something like that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Apple reportedly wants to launch a self-driving EV in 2025 with a custom chip. I heard this story. Apparently, they're speeding up their development. I don't know, man. These stories come and go. It's like they're speeding it up. They're slowing it down. Guy leaves. VP leaves. He's going to work over here. I guess they don't really care. And then new report. They care more than ever.
Yeah. I give them, you know, I hope that it's going to come out soon. But this is such a massive project that there's so many moving parts. It is what it is.
Part of this report that I heard was no steering wheel, fully autonomous. A lot of people were saying BS. BS. They may have said even the actual word that BS stands for. They might have done that. Here we go. Apple's own silicon team designed the chip. This is the chip. This is all came from Gurman, by the way. I mean, we're on the verge, but Gurman, he just had a field
Shout
day.
Out.
He had a field day over here on Bloomberg.
He's having fun.
Yeah, he lit the internet on fire. Well, at least those that care about Apple specifically. Apple stock went up afterwards. I mean, it goes up anyway.
Yeah.
Apple's own silicon team designed the chip, which Gurman says this is the chip for the self-driving car. Most advanced component been developed for the project so far. The company is apparently getting ready to put the chip through its real-world paces in its fleet of test vehicles in California and hopes to make a vehicle with stronger safeguards than what's available from Tesla and Waymo as far as the self-driving stuff goes. I don't doubt that Apple is doing it, and I will tell you this, they should do it.
Yeah.
The problem is the timeline. Mm-hmm. That's the only problem.
Well, they said as soon as 2025. Unveil it.
And that's what I'm saying the problem. Oh, well, unveil. Hey, check our
prototype. But in production.
Check our $5 million prototype that you'll buy one day. I don't know, unveil. Apple's not usually like that, though. They don't usually unveil and make you wait years.
Yeah, maybe it's sooner than we think.
Not their style. It's more that's more Tesla style. Yeah, I mean, listen, they should be working on it. This is an incredible era of technology. I've been floating around in that Plaid. Just floating.
Like a cloud.
I don't even know. That machine doesn't really feel like a car to me. The more I drive it, the more it feels like the next thing.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's a car. Stop it. Stop it. But if I keep catching these glimpses, it will be like one moment or something. And I feel like I get this glimpse of the future. In the sense that, I remember having this conversation with people, similar to an iPhone moment. When the iPhone first came out, and you have people that were like, and maybe I used this example on the show before, but you have people that were like,
"This ain't gonna work."
What do you mean what do you mean my keyboard is on the screen? Excuse me.
Right there, the screen?
Excuse me. You had people like that.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Like, listen, it's gonna be something for everyone. Newspapers still exist. TV is still there. Mm-hmm. It's just the significance diminishes over time and
sure.
Other things replace other things and hopefully improve and so on and so forth and such. And if Apple gets in the game, Apple has a few dollars. I don't need to tell you. If Apple gets in the game, if Tim gets in the game, Craig, these types, those type of keynotes, their type of fan base, holy guacamole. Went to Chipotle the other day.
Okay. What did you get?
I took my little guy there, and this man is eating. It's out of control how much he's eating.
Really?
Oh. Because he's playing all that hockey, man. He got three tacos, and then he ate two bags of the side chips you can buy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just sounds
I
like,
never knew they had tacos.
Yeah, they got tacos, and he got the hard shell as well.
Oh.
Yeah, they got it, man. And they got a new brisket. Did you try that yet? They got a new brisket. It's got a nice, subtle spice and a barbecue flavor to it. So, I mean, you don't need me to get you all hungry, do you? Maybe you do.
I mean, I'm hungry right now.
Anyway, I said guacamole, which brought me there. I did not get the guacamole, if you were curious.
Was it $2?
It wasn't the money. I just didn't feel like guacamole at the time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sometimes I would get it.
It's great, though.
And I saw another Taycan there in the parking lot. And so my son pointed that out to me. He said, look at that. It's a baby blue Taycan.
Baby blue?
Yeah, baby blue. You're not going to see it very often. Oh, you know somebody? Easy. Easy. Go ahead.
Never mind. I'll tell you later.
Is it somebody local or somebody on the internet?
Internet.
Talking about Linus?
No.
Oh, he did a video with a blue one. Speaking of Linus, okay. Actually, I'm going to go completely off topic here. Just real quick. He was on Twitter. I don't know who was talking about what, but he was saying that we used to chat back in the day. And then I said, hey, man, come to Toronto.
Is he coming?
We should chat. And no, it was his actual account, that other one, Linus Media Group, Linus Media Group. That's real Linus. That's
okay, yeah.
That's real Linus. And if you go to tweets and replies, he said, I'm coming to Toronto one day, I guess. Anyway, it's below
one
there
day.
In the reply.
Come on, buddy.
Whereas I say, come hang in Toronto, old pal, because he said, I don't talk to him anymore. I'll talk to Linus any day of the week. We go back.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So he said, as soon as I'm in the neck of the woods, I can't believe I haven't seen the studio yet. So he'll come through. It'll be Lou Later for the ages, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
The man is a legend in the game. I don't need to tell you.
He's great.
Anyway, go to the next one. Yeah, Apple Car. It's happening, not 2025. Whatever. I'll take my bet against that
part
of it.
Well, just a quick one. It said that here, they're reportedly not looking to develop a proprietary charging cable for the car.
Go ahead.
Which most likely means that they're going to use the infrastructure that, you know, that we have now.
Yeah. So well, by the time this car happens, Tesla will have opened up its network and you'll have way more universal options and communities are going to start to build better stations for this. I mean, Ford had the prototype 5-minute charge cable.
Yeah.
As the demand increases, I think that'll be less of an issue. And actually, I like that from Apple.
Yeah.
Because they're so they've been so proprietary in the past.
I just heard that Tesla is their charging stations in every state now, 50 states.
50 for 50.
Mm-hmm. So good for them. Congrats.
Shout out.
Yeah.
I could use one here in this community. I mean, I don't need it really, but it bugs me. There's a big gap. In this community here. Anyway,
they need to expand outwards. Yeah.
Today's sponsor, Exter. I have actually been using this wallet. It's funny because they reach out to sponsor. And they sent the new stuff, and I was like, wait a sec, this is my actual wallet that I'm using. So that's kind of a perfect match. This is one of these low-profile wallets. I mean, I'll show you the one that I'm using right now. I don't know if I show this to you well, but... So it's got this button at the bottom, and you press this little button. I'm going to show you actually on the new one they sent me. You press this little button, and your cards pop up out the top. It's a really high-tech type of experience.
Sounds cool.
And believe it or not, you can fit more cards than you think, even though the thing is so slim. So like that's 5, 6 cards. Now what I like about it is it's easy to get your cards in and out. You're not like struggling inside of a tight sleeve to get it out. And on top of that, if you do want to carry some other items, like a little bit of cash, you have this elastic band and you can slide that under there. Now they also sell trackers. They have a tracker card. They also recently came out with the MagSafe version. This thing is super slim, and I feel like you're going to steal this after the show is over.
That's on my phone right now.
I also saw one more, and this is the last one I'm going to mention here. And this is the metal finish. It's a lot of options, actually, from Exter, and I'm glad to see they're doing well because this is a product that I've personally been using and enjoying for quite a period of time.
For our listeners, you can get 40% off with the link shop.exter.com/Lou. You can also use the code Lou at checkout. Thanks to Exter for sponsoring this video.
We're also sponsored by stamps.com. It's the future. Well, the future is now. The future's bright. The future is beautiful.
I think so. With crypto, sure.
But in the future, we're definitely not going to the post office.
No.
And you're going to use stamps.com. It's a 24/7 post office, obviously. Print out all your postage. You're going to do it at home. It's no guesswork. You're going to weigh it out, drop it off, and that's the end of it. Find me a person who wants to wait in line.
No,
I don't want to wait in line for anything.
Yeah.
Let alone when I'm trying to send stuff out. You got to find an efficient way to do that. This is an efficient way to do it. Send invoices, letters, and packages. eliminate trips to the post office. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right now from your desk 24/7. Find efficiencies, Will. Time is running out.
Yes.
Go get started. Start shipping something. Get your small business.
Going to the post office instead of using stamps.com is kind of like taking the stairs inside the elevator. If you spend more than a few minutes a week dealing with mail and shipping, stamps.com is a lifesaver. You'll save so much time and money, you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. Save time and money over this holiday season with stamps.com. Sign up with the promo code LULATER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code LULATER. Thank you to stamps.com.
Starbucks and Amazon are opening cashierless coffee shop in Manhattan. Take a look inside. I love this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is the type of tech I just gets me going because it's an everyday thing that gets improved. And it feels like technology should have enabled this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is opening a pickup cafe in Midtown Manhattan with Amazon that uses the retail giant's cashierless technology. This is big because Starbucks loves its own retail and payment processing.
Yeah.
They love that you scan the Starbucks card and
the app
and the rewards and, yeah. And they're actually one of the biggest payment processors in the world because of how popular their app is and the rewards and everything else goes with it. So for them and Amazon to team up for a cashierless experience is kind of a good look, a good move. Open yourself up like that. Partnerships and such. Yeah. I love to see technology companies get along and work together.
Yes. And it's a simple kind of coffee shop in a sense that it's just like you start off at a coffee shop. You don't start off at like big box retail kind of thing. Like it's a nice little like beginner.
So I walk in.
Kind of store.
I walk in, I say what I want, it's I walk out. Small. I walk in, I say what I want, I walk out. Yeah. Or I grab something off the shelf. It looks like they got this, a couple sandwiches or whatever they have over there. And I walk out. And this is beautiful. I mean, this is the, obviously. Oh, okay. There's a tap involved. Customers can scan an in-store code from the Amazon app to enter the rest of the store. Okay. So there's still a little tapping going on.
Yeah. It's you're not using your biometrics or something.
Not biometrics. Okay. But I still like it.
I think a good starting point.
I would totally shop more because of convenience. I'd be like, grab this and that and that, and I don't even have to transact. I tapped and it was all sorted out. I don't know. It's just fun, whatever. I realize it's not that big of a deal, but it's indicative of all kinds of change that can take place around it. It's early stage. Mm-hmm. You gotta understand, it's early stage.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know how comfortable people are because biometrics is next. And then they say, wait a second.
Yeah.
Because people get all stressed out. I don't know if there's any way around it. Well,
I actually went to Sobeys.
Oh, jeez. You wait this long to tell me?
Crazy detour. But, yeah.
So you used it, and I'm sure that it must have missed some things. Produce?
Oh, I had a terrible experience, to be honest.
Go ahead.
Just the worst.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, when you go in and you pick up the cart, there's no bags in there.
Mm.
So, like you said, you pretty much have to, like, load up the groceries into another cart, a regular cart, because you can't take the smart cart out.
Well, you can bag them before you leave.
There were no bags there.
There's supposed to be bags
and you know
station.
What? In Sobeys, there's only the, not plastic bags. They have paper bags now, which don't have handles. They're like the old school 1950s
bags. Yes, that's deadly. That's the environmental aspect.
I get it.
That's the environmental aspect. No, listen. My warning to you was, don't do a full grocery shop.
And you know what?
Pick up a few items and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. I screwed up. I think it was a user error because the first thing I picked up was like 12 rolls of paper towels.
No.
And it completely blocked the camera.
Oh my God, what
so
a disaster.
It was constantly giving me an error saying that there was like a personal item in the in the cart, and I couldn't bypass it. And so there wasn't an underside.
Yeah, to the
cart,
and it's not a full size cart either.
It's not. No.
I would say the way that cart technology is right now, you're gonna want to have 5 or 6 items. That's it. You're picking up a few items. You're not.
And not produce. Not produce. Because it doesn't work.
Produce can work. I figured out produce.
Every item I scanned, it just wouldn't work. It's incorrect.
I went straight to the manual input for that.
Yeah.
Remember what I was saying? I just grabbed some avocados. I went 2 avocados. Okay, that's it.
But you had to scan it, though, right? You didn't scan it?
No.
I had to scan each one.
No, you can.
Paper towels okay, maybe, blocking maybe, everything. Maybe.
Listen, man. It's not...
I screwed up. I think it's a user error, but also there's like some sort of scanning error on the smart cart. It's not intuitive.
So let me ask you something. Will you grow with it or will you just never touch it ever
again?
I'll
give it a try.
Yeah, you will.
I'll give it another try.
Okay, that's good.
Smaller items, like a quick pickup. Another scenario.
Okay.
So.
All right. Lovely.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. It's not ready for prime time, but.
Yeah.
Ford and Rivian cancel plans to jointly develop an electric vehicle. Interesting. Ford and Rivian no longer plan to co-develop an electric vehicle. The companies confirmed Friday. The two companies initially announced development of a joint vehicle when the automaker invested $500 million in Rivian back in 2019. Oh, Ford still does retain a stake in Rivian, 12%. I thought when they announced the Lightning, I couldn't remember. I thought they might have got rid of it. Anyway, at the IPO price... Oh, what's the value? Okay, the 12% stake is worth $10 billion right now.
Yeah. So
That's not nada.
They're good.
I'll tell you that much.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, it does seem odd, right? You're making an electric truck, and you own 12% of one of the most prominent electric truck companies.
And that
just down the street.
The bigger share is Amazon, right?
Well, but Amazon is not really. They don't create a competing product yet.
Sure.
Yet.
Sure.
Yet. the Amazon electric truck. No, you saw Bezos was rolling around in one of the early Rivians. He loves that thing.
Yeah. Space capsule to Rivian.
Man, I don't mind that Rivian one bit. Yeah. All right. So why did... they had plans to work together and then they decided not to. Is there a reason why? Let's see what it says in the top paragraph here. The two companies initially announced development of the joint vehicle. They later said it would be for Ford's luxury Lincoln brand, not for a truck. They canceled those plans last year at the time. The automaker said that they would seek other opportunities to collaborate with one another. Those plans also have now been scrapped. According to Ford spokesman Ian Thibodeau, he said the company retains ties with Rivian, including their stake in the startup, valued at $10 billion. I don't know, man. I think it gets weird. You start co-making these vehicles and like Rivian.
IPs.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Rivian, I think, is going to have a hard time meeting demand already for people who want to buy their badge, for people who want to buy their thing. So if you start talking about co-development of another product and anybody that's trying to give you the full margin is missing out because you're trying to fulfill something that has another company's badge on it. It's a tough.
Yeah.
You're not recognizing you're not maximizing your ability to interact with your fans and your buyers and the margin associated with it. Usually B2B, you go to collaborate with another business, you got to slash your margins. Now, maybe eventually when production is less of an issue, but you show me, Will, the electric car company that isn't going to have production issues. Show it to me. Because I just had a friend yesterday say to me, okay, I see you in this Tesla. I want to get me one of these Model Ys. What you got to say about it? And that's what happened. It happened yesterday. Yeah. And I said to him, I'm just going to give you my experience. And again, this is very specific to this region and getting one of these cars into Canada or whatever else, but I said, it was supposed to come in March.
Yeah.
It said on it, March. I say, if you need a car, you better just be aware. You know, add some months to that. It's not going to be when they say. And that was a little terrifying to this buyer. Now, some people, it's like Tesla no matter what. They just put up with it.
Yeah.
But he has a small car. He wants to get a slightly bigger car for the cargo and whatnot. And so that's the pinch is production still.
Not to mention the chip shortage as well.
It's all kinds of things on that front, but that's part of production, really.
Yeah,
it's not that the demand is not there. It's not that Tesla doesn't know how to do it. And Elon has said this many times, and I'm sure it's going to be the same for Rivian and others. Actually, the hard part is manufacturing. A lot of people think it's software development, or a lot of people think it's the ideas process or the design process or whatever. It's like, no, making stuff, making big stuff is really hard.
Hardware.
Really hard to make big stuff and to do it efficiently and with quality and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Tesla drivers are left unable to start their cars after outage.
Did this happen to you?
Not at all.
Okay.
Where, when was this?
So it's a really small group of people. Mm-hmm. I think it was like around 500 who reported it. But it happened on Friday night.
Dozens of owners posted on social media about seeing an error message on the mobile app that was preventing them from connecting to their vehicles. Well, this is one of the things that makes me a little bit scared is the reliance on the phone to manage the car.
Yes.
Because obviously there can be an issue there.
But there's other ways to unlock
the car. I keep the card right in my wallet. Yes. So that's a good backup. But I think probably a lot of people get used to the phone mm-hmm. working every time and they're just like, oh, I don't need anything else. And I'm not sure if that would have even solved the issue. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk. Did they have to call him chief executive? They could have just said, everyone knows who Elon Musk is. They could just start that pair. I think they need to hit a certain number of words. What is this, BBC? Yeah, they're like, Tesla chief executive.
It's like doing your homework. You have to like max a level of number of words.
Elon Musk personally responded to one complaint from a driver in South Korea saying, checking, in quotations. Mr. Musk later said the app was coming back online and Tesla app is used as a key. Yeah. Well, this never happened to me. He says 500 users reported an error. It was at 1640 ET.
Yeah.
That's military time, baby. According to the outage tracking site Down Detector, 5 hours later, there were just 60 reports. Apologies. We will take measures to ensure this doesn't happen again, Mr. Musk tweeted. Yeah, it never happened to me. Although I will say I have the key fobs. They gave me 2 key fobs, and mm-hmm. I never use them. I've never programmed them. I don't even use them. I have the phone, which has been rock solid for me. And then when I had like the tints put on the car and stuff like that, then I had just give them the card.
Right. So there's 3 ways to get in.
Yeah. You can
start.
You get a fob that most people don't even use.
Yeah.
And then you have the key card, which looks like you're about to unlock a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your phone.
Yeah.
And the phone is the best way because the phone is always on you and it has obviously extra features for managing the car, heating it up, cooling it down, summoning it, although that's a bit of a thing. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just like a little, I don't know, story about just unfortunate problem.
No, but Tesla's it does expose
technology
it does,
in general.
Yeah, it does expose a thing. Like what if the whole system was down? How many people could be trapped?
Yeah.
Stranded, they can't get in their car. If the whole, you can't unlock it.
There's like a reliance there. But also there's other ways to like unlock and start the car.
Yeah. There's a lot of things like that. Like for example, when you refill with gas, there's no mechanical lock that keeps the gasoline pump connected mm-hmm. to your car. This has a lock.
Yeah.
And obviously there's some safety systems in place to manage it. But like there's been moments where I'm like, is that? Well, I would be at the supercharger and I'm like, unlocked yet? Unlocked yet? And I'm like, wait a sec. If this thing had some malfunction and it wouldn't release, I can't. I'm here. I'm stuck here for a while.
Yeah. You're locked inside.
Yeah, it's just funny. I mean, it's different. It's definitely a piece of technology. And I will just say from personal experience that nothing like this has happened for me yet. Actually, the car is rock solid. Outside of that one reset I had to do. Oh my God, that looks amazing. That Taycan. Porsche launches the new GTS versions of the Taycan.
Isn't that sick?
It looks great, but here's the thing. I mean, it's not as fast as a Turbo S, so even if it looks sick, I can't. What can we do about it?
No, isn't there a Taycan GTS Turbo?
No, GTS is a different part of the lineup. So it goes like this. It goes 4S, GTS, Turbo, Turbo S. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's better. It's just this is how their trim gets bigger.
Oh, I see.
GTS usually gets a bit more racy, race-inspired. It's not necessarily the fastest in a straight line. It gets more race-inspired. Often the interiors will have Alcantara, which people like. And sometimes they could have like racing bucket seats and deviated stitching. You can see that one's fitted with the ceramic brakes as well. It looks like it has black rims on it. It's the chalk color. I know everything about these.
Okay.
And this one actually is outfitted with the sport body kit.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that like slightly bigger fin up there in the front.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it looks amazing, obviously. Let's see what it says. The Taycan model range has grown steadily since its world premiere in 2019. Three body variants with up to five engine options. It's funny they're calling them engines. Offer something for everyone. I am particularly pleased that we now also have a Taycan with a legendary GTS moniker. It is positioned above the Taycan 4S and below the Taycan turbo derivatives.
Oh, so it represents
a sweet spot in the range. No, it's a sweet spot for sure.
Yeah.
Because the turbo is super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And look at this. You're going to get even better range? Hang on a minute here. Oh, no. Porsche is talking about a 504-kilometer range. Like the Turbo and Turbo S, they can come standard with a 93.4-kilowatt-hour performance battery pack, 800-volt architecture. So, same battery pack, but slightly less power. Does it? To me, that's more range than I'm getting.
What's yours?
Pretty cool. I'm only ever seeing like just over 400, maybe, I don't know, maybe 440. Could be the way I drive.
Right.
Could be the way I drive.
Right, yeah.
A little launch here and there, you know. Might launch in. Those are just a new rim option, black rims, red car. Yeah, look at the interior. Alcantara, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And GTS in the headrest. The panoramic glass on the roof looks different as well. What is that? Is that some sort of a solar play? Did they say anything about that? See how my voice goes here? Because I'm intrigued. Visually, the GTS wears a sport-designed front fascia and the sport-designed side skirts. And the side window trim in high-gloss black. The rear diffuser features a high-gloss black inlay. Side skirts feature GTS logos and badging on the rear is in matte black. Standard 20-inch Taycan Turbo S aero-design wheel features an exclusive satin black finish. And the rear light strip features a Porsche logo in the back. Finally, the LED matrix design headlights with PDLS Plus are tinted in black, and the exterior mirror cap bottoms are painted in body color while the base is in black. Okay.
So I'm guessing you can customize options, features,
you can customize
colors,
absolutely everything. But it is a sweet spot. It has been a sweet spot with the 911 family for a really long time, the GTS model. So to have it in Taycan just makes perfect sense. And now you can have a sportier looking Taycan without necessarily going all the way to the turbo pricing, which is cool.
It's a lot of car talk today.
That's all right, man. I'm into cars. XPeng
this is a cool one.
Unveils G9. That's a good name. SUV with XPilot 4.0 ADAS. Is that what they call their autonomous? Yeah. And ability to charge 200 kilometers in 5 minutes. Let's go. An SUV as well, which obviously there's not many options here.
It does look really cool.
Yeah, it's a more traditional SUV shape when compared to something like the Model X. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you have four doors here, none of which go up, all of which open normally. According to a press release, XPeng shared that its fourth production model will be the G9, arrive as the first design from the outset for both domestic Chinese and international markets. We might see this on our soil. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. I mean, Elon really gave them props for it, just like the company in general.
He's given props
and
lately.
And NIO as well, like these Chinese manufacturers.
He's given props lately. The automaker said that with this platform, the G9 will be able to receive firmware over-the-air updates in as quickly as 30 minutes utilizing gigabit Ethernet communications. Be able to, here we go. 800-volt, high-voltage mass production. Okay, 800-volt system, that's like the Taycan. As a result, XPeng claims the G9 will be able to charge up to 200 kilometers of range in 5 minutes. Maximum energy efficiency of over 95%. Wow. Yeah, man. It's all happening right now. I like options. It's kind of crazy, isn't it, that there's less SUV options, fully electric, because of how popular the SUV segment is?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you have the Model X. I know more brands are putting theirs out now.
Mach-E, I guess.
Yeah, no. Yeah. There are. Even the traditional brands they're rolling out finally their versions of it. But the electric dedicated companies, I guess Rivian's will hit. Their SUV looks amazing, like the truck. I'm still waiting for those dudes over there. Bollinger to send those ones over.
They're going through like a tour right now.
I'll take one of each of those. I'll take one of each. Tell them. I'll pay for it.
All right.
Tell them. Well, I'll put it right over there. Those things look so cool to me. Those.
Yeah. All right, last one. Have you seen a fire suppression system at a gas station?
I have none. I'm so glad you brought to my attention here. Why don't you break this one down for us?
So this happened somewhere in the States, and it was a viral TikTok video.
Of course.
It's a gas station that I think there was an accident, and that kind of let the suppression system come down.
Amazing.
And it's literally just like a giant fire extinguisher.
That is so cool.
And takes up, you can kind of see, like, immediately it just kind of, you know, extinguishes, and then it takes up the entire block of, like, this smoky texture.
Yeah, so it's like a sprinkler system, except it's spitting out fire extinguisher material.
Uh-huh.
And it is way more volume than what you would typically see from a regular sprinkler system. Like, it hits so much powder onto the ground, it looks like snow.
And instantly.
How many jets would you say start shooting down? Like, it's got to be hundreds, 100 jets.
Yeah, I would say 100.
100 jets start firing and filling the entire intersection. I can't believe I've never seen it before.
Just like all these cars passing by, it's like, what is happening?
Do
here?
All gas stations have to have this type of system?
I would figure they would all do.
Suppressant cover cars, the people fueling them, and even nearby street creating quite the mess. The scene is pretty chaotic. You can see someone run away from the cloud. Yeah, man, you would be inside if you're just filling your car and the system goes off.
Mm-hmm.
You'd just be in this giant cloud of powder. I mean, you'd probably be fine, but... Okay, never mind. Most gas stations do not have this system. I would have recognized that.
Yeah. Maybe something that's less so in the form of just one fire extinguisher.
Peer up at a gas station's canopy, and you might see that some stations have nozzles pointed at you while others don't. Oh, I'm going to look now. I'm never going to be able to not look. These are these funky, squiggly-looking nozzles on the top part of the canopy.
It's just like a foot away from each other, a foot or two away.
And I guess they can put out a fire real quick if necessary. Wow, gas station fire suppression systems. They deploy sodium bicarbonate-based dry chemical agent, also known as baking soda. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Combined with an acidic ingredient to release the carbon dioxide as it heats up. It will smother a car or gas pump fire under the canopy. You learn something every day, don't you?
I think you mentioned the price.
If you want to.
Oh, okay, maybe not. But I would imagine this would be really expensive.
To install.
To install and to
clean
activate.
To clean up.
And to clean up, you know, so.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, I guess it's the best way they could figure out, but it's definitely, it leaves a mess.
Yeah. Well, good on them. I mean, they're safe.
They're just getting ready for Christmas. They're getting ready for you can
sure yeah
for you to
it kind of doubles as like a snow
it's a snow scene in a movie
fortress.
It's artificial snow. You could snowboard on it. Will,
there you go.